Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
I'd like to thank God tonight that I'm saved.
Amen.
Blood bought, blood washed,
yeah,
by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Praise God tonight that I've been saved, redeemed, born again into the family of God.
Amen.
Heir and joint heir with Jesus. Amen. Praise God tonight. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that don't have that.
Yeah.
They don't have it.
Yeah.
And praise God tonight that if you do have, there's reasons to shout, to praise the Lord,
amen,
to worship tonight, because you have it. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like for you to turn to James chapter 1, verse 22. I might do a lot more reading tonight than I normally do, but I don't know what's going to happen yet. But the Bible says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, God, for this opportunity to stand, Lord, to bring the message, God, that you've given me. I pray, God, that your hand will be upon me, Lord, and fill me up with your Holy Spirit tonight, God, as we try to follow you, Lord. And God, have your way. In Jesus' sweet, holy, precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to go on over to Mark chapter 4, that's where we're going to take most of our text tonight and the scriptures. You know, Zach was talking about good ground tonight. And, you know, that's what my message is about tonight. It's about good ground. Praise God. It's about Jesus there whenever he was in the ship there. And the Bible says that he began to talk to him. And he said, "Hearken unto me." He said, "Listen to me." Praise God. And he began to talk about the sower of seed. Praise God tonight that we see that he said that a sower went forth there and he sowed a seed and some fell by the wayside. Praise God, we want to look tonight that it fell beside the wayside on hard ground. Ground is as hard as a rock. Praise God, and we want to look at it did not grow. It did not take root. Praise God tonight that we want to see that the Bible says that the fowls came. The fowls came and devoured it all up. It ate it all up. Praise God, nothing became of that seed. And we want to look just a little further there where some fell on stony ground. This says that it immediately sprung up. But when the sun came out, it withered it up. It didn't have no roots. It didn't go deep into the ground to draw moisture, to get sustenance. I praise God. Then the Bible says that some fell among the thorns. He sowed among the thorns as word went. And the Bible says that the thorns grew up and it choked it. It choked it. Hey, you ever see a garden that ain't took good care of? Hey, praise God, the weeds will grow, the thorns will grow, and it'll kill it. It will kill it. But we want to look here. Some. Some. people. The last becoming saved. But as I was reading this and studying it, God kept taking me another direction, and I'm just like, now, Lord, you're confusing me on what this means. Christians today receive the word. Some fall by the wayside. That's what was confusing. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell among the thorns. The Bible says in James, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Hey, praise God, when we hear the word of God, praise God, and we want to look at, the Bible says there where James is, be ye doers of the words and not hearers only. It's like a man beholding himself in the glass. He sees who he is. And I know when I look in the mirror, I don't see a lot of things I like so good. I'm just an ugly old feller. I got this wrong and this wrong and this wrong. And as soon as I get away from the mirror, hey, praise God, I forget my faults. I forget my shortcomings. But when you're a doer, when you put it in motion, when you put feet on the word that comes to you, you practice it. You don't forget. You don't forget. Praise God. I don't forget. You know, the Bible says there, let me get up here and read. Sorry. In Hosea 10:12 says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Hey, praise God. How do we come to the... Okay, let me ask you this. How many of you have went out into this world and you say, boy, we had a good service last night. And they go, you did. What did your pastor preach on? We forgot. Satan come and stole it away from you, didn't he? Satan just came and snatched it away from you. You know, Tommy, our pastor, he works hard. Studying the Word of God. Praying over messages. And how many of us come in here with our grounds not ready to receive the Word of God? The cares of this world chokes us down. Hey, we're not supposed to have cares in this world. We're supposed to give them over to God. Surrender them over to Him. Let go of them. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord. Why are we caring? It's choking us. And you know, God was showing me when I lock in on somebody when I'm preaching, and I'm preaching, and I'm just staring at them. He amazes me. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
There you go. There it is.
You know, God knows everything about you and me.
Yes.
The Bible even says He knows how many hairs are on my head. Amen. Which don't take much But praise God, He knows everything about you. He knows the deepest, darkest secrets of your heart. You might think I'm getting away with it. God knows all about it. Hey, I remember one time in my mom's house, I was doing something I wasn't supposed to. And I looked over on the wall and there's a picture of Jesus. I go over and I turn it around. And I go back to doing what I had to do. But God said, hey, boy, that picture ain't looking at you, but I see you. I wasn't getting away with nothing. He knows everything. Praise God, I pray tonight that we will all break up the fallow ground and start coming in here prayed up, read up, surrendered to God, and receive.
Yes.
You know how hard it is to preach when you're not being received? God's word is not received. It is hard. It is hard. It's like pulling teeth. I was telling them Monday night when we preached over at the prayer room, it's easy to preach over because everybody there comes looking for a blessing to worship and to receive God's word. As we come and get a song.